Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. I'd like for us to read verses 8 to 11. Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. Verse 8 reads, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." The title of my Christmas challenge this morning is "The Light of the World is Jesus Christ." The light of the world is Jesus Christ. Lights at Christmas are very popular, it would seem. People like lights. Why do people like lights? Why do we like lights? Well, light conveys life, does it not? It conveys life. Light conveys hope. Light is helpful in providing direction. You can see with light. So not only does light convey life, hope, direction, but also light energizes. Light energizes. The Bible teaches us that God created light. In Genesis chapter 1, verse number 3, it reads, "And God said, Let there be light. And there was light." And then in Genesis 1:14, the Bible goes on to read, "And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let there be for signs and for seasons." That's why the climate changes all the time. "And for days and for years." God created light. And all of us need the light that He offers. Eternal light. And in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, please, the Gospel of John, verses 1 to 9, there is a reference to this light that we are all in need of. People like lights, but unfortunately not as many like the light of men, which is Jesus Christ. And note here, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 9, the Bible reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the light was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The Bible teaches us that God not only created light, the Bible teaches us that we need the light that He offers us. And here in John chapter 1, the Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ is that very light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world that John the Baptist proclaimed and pointed men and women and children to. According to the scriptures, man from the beginning of creation fell into darkness because of his disobedience. Note there in Romans chapter 5, please. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. In Romans chapter 5, verse 12, the Bible reads, "Wherefore, as by one man, that is Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." So because of the disobedience of man, sin entered into the world. Man from the beginning of creation fell into darkness because of his disobedience. And because of this disobedience, we have inherited a sinful nature from birth. The Bible teaches us we are sinners by nature, and we are sinners by choice. In Psalm 51, verse 5, the psalmist said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Now this sinfulness not only excludes us from God's holy kingdom, but our hearts are filled with darkness because of our sinful nature and because of our sinful choices that stem from that nature. For example, in Psalm 107, verse 10, the Bible makes reference to the fact that people fear death because of this darkness that prevails within their hearts because of their sinful nature. It reads, "Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron." So because we are sinful, the Bible teaches us that we are spiritually a part of a kingdom of darkness. In our natural state, we naturally fear death. I don't think I need to convince you of that fact. And also the Bible teaches us in 1 John 2:9, "He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now." So because we have a nature that is sinful, the Bible teaches us spiritually we are in darkness because of this sinful nature, and some of the manifestations of that darkness within the human soul is a fear of death and of hatred of others. Not that anybody in this room would hate anybody, has ever hated anybody. And therefore, we need the light that God offers you and I. Now, if we go back to our text there in Luke chapter 2, in Luke chapter 2, please, if you would just go back there with me, I'd like for you to focus on verse 9 for a moment. The Bible reads in Luke 2, 9, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And as a result, they were sore afraid." God came to give light to the world in the person of Jesus Christ. This is what Christmas is all about. For the angel said, verse number 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So while this group of shepherds were minding their own business, the Bible reads, abiding in the field, watching over their flock by night, the Bible teaches us, suddenly they were in the lines. God's glory surrounded them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. And naturally, they were afraid. Out of darkness in the night, there was light. And the Bible teaches us that it surrounded the shepherds. The area around them was lit up. But bear in mind, it's still nighttime beyond them. But around them, they are in the lines. And the line was very personal to this group of shepherds at this very special time. And with this light, the Bible teaches us, there was a great announcement made by an angel concerning a Savior that has been born in Bethlehem. The Bible teaches us at the end of verse 9 that they were sore afraid. They were trembling. And I don't blame them. They were trembling. And the angel said, fear not, stop being afraid. No need to fear, I bring you good tidings. I bring you good news. Good news of great joy. Joyful news. If there's a time of the year that we want to hear some good news, it's Christmas time. Amen? Well, my friend, there's some good news for you today. And the good news is that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin to die on the cross for your sin and for my sin. So with this light that surrounded the shepherds, a grand announcement was made by an angel concerning a Savior is born this day in the city of David, that is Bethlehem, a Savior which is Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Because no part of this joyful announcement, this good news, is that this day is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Now back in Romans 5:12, the Bible teaches us, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and therefore death. Death because of sin. But then Romans 5:19 teaches us, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. That's the good news of Christmas. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. My friend, on this Christmas day, may I remind you concerning the fact that Christmas is about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into the world to save man from the darkness of sin. His birth was the beginning of a journey that led to an old rugged cross. And on that cross, Jesus Christ died that we might have life and enjoy the light of the world, which is Jesus Christ. Please, 1 Peter chapter 3, please. 1 Peter, the third chapter. First Peter, chapter 3, verse 18. The Bible reads here in verse 18, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Verse 18 here teaches us that Christ died once for sin. Jesus Christ, the one that died once for our sin, is referred to as the just one, completely just, apart from sin. The Bible teaches us there was no sin in him. He was the spotless Lamb of God. And when John the Baptist pointed people to Jesus Christ as the light of the world, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Christ died once for our sins. Jesus Christ, the just one, who for the unjust. The unjust are you and I. We are unjust. We were born with a sinful nature. We are sinners by nature. We are sinners by choice. Our hearts are in darkness, and we were in need of light from that point of disobedience. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God's simple instruction, sin entered into the world. That's why we have death. That's why we have sickness. That's why we have viruses. That's why we have unfortunate deaths that take place every single day. Over 450 people die every day in this nation of ours. The wages of sin is death. You can't escape it, my friend. You will die eventually. But are you prepared for physical death? Or may I remind you, Christmas is all about the provision for the world that you and I can be saved from sin, even though we are physically going to die eventually. "For Christ hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust." And then verse 18 goes on to read that he, who is the he in reference to? Jesus Christ, the just one, that he might bring us to God, God the Father. How? Being put to death in the flesh. But Jesus Christ didn't remain in the tomb. The Bible teaches on the third day he arose. But quickened by the Spirit. My friend, Jesus Christ came into the world to save man from the darkness of sin. And his birth was the beginning of a journey that led to a cross. Jesus Christ was born to die. And the reason why we as Bible-believing Christians love to celebrate Christmas, because it is Christmas that we reflect and remember that man, though dead in trespasses and sin, filled with darkness, can have light and life in the person of Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Go back to the Gospel of John, please. The Gospel of John. Chapter 8, verse 12. The Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12. Note what the Lord Jesus said. "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. My friend, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's what Christmas is all about. That's why we as Christians love to celebrate Christmas. Well, we reflect upon the fact of a Savior provided for all mankind. And the Lord Jesus said, I am the light. It doesn't read, I am a light. I am a choice of light. No, I am the only. There's no other light apart from me. I am the light of the world. And I am the only one that can give you life and light. And my friend, this morning, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And my friend, if you will receive Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, His life will light up your life and you will no longer be in darkness as a sinner. But you will be transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. See, naturally, because of our sinful nature, the Bible teaches us that we were born into this world as sinners and we are part of a kingdom of darkness. And that's why Jesus Christ came as the light of the world. And those poor shepherds, as they were minding their own business, there in the fields, there just outside of Bethlehem, and all of a sudden they were surrounded by light. The light was the glory of God. God provided light in darkness. And my friend, God has provided light in your darkness. For Acts chapter 26, verse 18, that Jesus Christ came to open our eyes and to turn us from darkness to light, to deliver us from the power of Satan unto God, that we might receive the forgiveness of sin. Forgiveness of sins. And also an inheritance. That inheritance is life eternal. My friend, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. This is the Christmas story. This is why we celebrate Christmas. We like lights. Why are lights such a part of Christmas? Well, there's a biblical basis for that. That God's glory shone round about them. And that group of shepherds were in the light. But beyond, it was still dark. And my friend, if you will receive Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior to deliver you from sin, death, and hell, the light of Christ will shine within you. See, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. He was born to die. That's why Joseph was told, you will call this child Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. For a holy God, we are sinful. In fact, the Bible teaches us all our works of righteousness are as filthy rags. No amount of effort can ever warrant God's acceptance. That's why God had to provide a Savior. He provided that Savior in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. This is the Christmas story. This is why we celebrate Christmas. A Savior has come to deliver us from sin and darkness. A Savior has come to give us not only Because the world has put God out of their lives. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. But we like lights, don't we? We love the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
But what about the light of men? Jesus Christ. If you go back to Luke chapter 2, please. Luke chapter 2. In verse 16 and 17. Luke chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. On hearing this good news, note their response in verse 16 and 17. They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And note verse 17. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. What was this saying that was told them? Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The shepherds made known to all abroad concerning Jesus Christ, that on this day, born in Bethlehem, is a Savior for the world, and his name is Jesus Christ. And my friend, I'd like to challenge you on this Christmas day. Have you received Jesus Christ, the light of the world? Have you received him as your own personal Savior from sin? For the just died for the unjust, that's you and I, that he, Jesus Christ, might bring us to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that's why Jesus said in John 8, I am the light of the world. I am the only light. There'll never be another light apart from me. I am the light of the world. Have you received Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? My friend, you are either a part of God's kingdom of light, or you are still in the kingdom of darkness. A couple of months ago, I received a notice from Energy Australia telling me that my contract had come to an end, and if I did nothing, things would just continue. You don't need to do anything. And guess what they want? Don't do anything. Continue. You've all had that type of correspondence. You don't need to do anything. Unless you want to change. And my friend, may I remind you, you are a sinner by nature and by choice. And you are a part of the kingdom of darkness without Christ. And in fact, you don't need to do anything to maintain that position. But if you want to move from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, you'll have to make a decision. This group of shepherds made a decision. They heard the good news. They chose to believe the good news. They personally witnessed the good news. They applied the good news personally. And my friend, if you are without Jesus Christ as Savior, I'd like to invite you on this Christmas morning to receive him as personal Savior from sin. For Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Now, for those of us that are Christians, a little challenge for you. Let's not be guilty of disliking the lights. But may we on this Christmas day determine to walk in the light of God's word. Listen carefully to Ephesians 5:8. The Bible me, for ye were sometimes darkness. Ye were in darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. And the command is, walk as children of light. So for those of us that are Christians this morning, maybe, just maybe, you haven't been walking in the light of God's Word. I'd like to challenge you to do so on this day, in this day forward. See, light enables us to see clearly, does it not? Light gives direction. Light gives hope. Light energizes. And so will the Word of God. If you and I will walk in obedience to it, God will give life. Jesus said, I've come to give life more abundantly. God will fill our hearts with hope. God will provide direction. And God will give us strength to keep on keeping on until Jesus comes. So the challenge for Christians this morning is, as Ephesians 5:8 reads, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. And the challenge to this church, this group of believers at Ephesus is, walk as children of light. So on this Christmas day, Christian, let's walk as children of light. This is the light. Amen? This is it right here. From Genesis all the way through to Revelation, this is the light. Walk as children of light. You'll enjoy life to the full. You'll live with hope. God will give you direction. God will give you strength to endure the trials and testings on this side of eternity. And my friend, if you are without Jesus Christ, if you get to personally invite Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior, I'd like to encourage you. Couldn't think of a better day than to receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. In Christmas Day. My friend, the Bible says there are two kingdoms, kingdom of darkness, kingdom of light. Which kingdom do you belong to? Are you going to remain in the kingdom of darkness? Or are you going to jump ship? I'd like to encourage you to jump ship and become a part of God's kingdom, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of light and life in Jesus Christ. Let's have every head bowed, every eye closed.